the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let's seek the Lord in prayer. Let's all pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come and bow humbly and reverently in your presence tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we can come unto you through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for ever saving us. We thank you, Lord, for that day when you lifted us out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set our feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. We come to you, Lord, tonight in all our need, and we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will come and meet with us, Lord, as we read your word, O God, as we sing together, as we hear your word preached, Lord, that you will really bless here tonight, and you'll come by your Spirit, Lord, and by your power, and take control of our gathering. And, O God, we pray especially for the one who will bring your word. Lord, we pray that you will infill him with the Spirit of God and with power, and he will know, O God, your help and your strength, Lord, as he brings your word. And as this broadcast would go out, Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, for every single one that would hear it, Lord, and would listen to it. O God, that their heart would be changed, if they don't know you as Savior, Lord, that they would come and that they would trust you, Lord. Put their faith and trust in the one who can save them, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we cry unto you. Hear our prayer, Lord, and be with us now as we continue on in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Our reading this evening is from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen. We know the Lord will bless the reading of his own precious, infallible word. We're going to sing that lovely hymn, I've cast my heavy burdens down on Canaan's happy shore. I'm living where the healing waters flow.
Thank you. I want to thank Mr. McElrath for leading to this point in our programme. Can I ask you to turn to Isaiah 55, and I just want to leave two verses before you this evening. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In verses 6 and 7 of Isaiah 55, we have instruction from the word of the Lord to seek God, that we might find eternal life, that we might find forgiveness of our sins. We all are seekers, and in this world, everyone is seeking for peace, for purpose, and for pleasure. And to that end, everybody is following something. Everybody is worshipping something. Everybody is living for something in the hope that it will bring them peace. What are you living for? What are you worshipping? What are you following after at this very moment in time? Will it truly satisfy in life? And will it help you in death? And will it count for good in eternity? You see, there's much today in this world that promises to satisfy our hearts. Our advertising industry is fueled by the fact that people are seeking to be comfortable, satisfied, happy, content, better than those around them. And to that end, they say, this product will change your life. And many people today go out and follow the ploys of the advertising company and buy that thing that will change their life. But if we're honest, we have cupboards at home full of gadgets that promise to make our life easier, to make it more simple, and you bought it, it didn't make the difference you thought, and we simply have a house coming down with gadgets, the money is gone, and another worthless item added to the collection. Sinful pursuits promise to bring pleasure, excitement, and fulfillment. But the reality is that sin does not truly satisfy. Many sinful activities are followed by regret and emptiness. Those who encouraged you in sinful pursuits and pleasures now have fled or deserted you in your time of need. There are many people today who have tried the pleasures of this world to be satisfied and found them empty. And yet when you speak to them about the Lord and about the gospel and about the scripture, they'll say, I'm not interested. That will ruin my life. But our lives are already ruined by sin. It is only the Lord Jesus Christ that can deliver us from our sin, that can deliver us from the punishment of our sin, that can deliver us from the bondage of our sin, the guilt and the shame and those awful consequences. Only the Lord can satisfy. You know, many people think that money will satisfy them, but money cannot satisfy. Rockefeller, the Christian millionaire, said, I have made many millions, but they have brought me no happiness. W.H. Vanderbilt said, the care of $200 million is too great a load for any brain or back to bear. It is enough to kill anyone. There is no pleasure in it. John Jacob Astor left $5 million and said these words, I am the most miserable man on earth. Henry Ford, the great automobile inventor, said, I was happier when I had nothing doing a mechanic's job. Money does not satisfy. Money cannot buy salvation or peace with God. Popularity promises to satisfy. And many people in this world are out to seek popularity, to know fame. And they feel if they get to a certain level of fame that they will be happy. But as the world is quick to build people up, they're also quick to tear them down. Many people have reached the peak of their popularity and felt that there was nothing more to live for. Religion claims to give peace and contentment, a sense of purpose and satisfaction. But this world is filled with religious people who have no peace, no true peace, no assurance of heaven, no relationship with God, and no hope. What I'm trying to show you in these opening remarks is that everything in life will let you down. Nothing can truly satisfy your heart or your soul in this world outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why these verses, verses 6 and 7 of Isaiah 55, are so important. There are three things I want to highlight in these verses. First of all, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Why should you seek the Lord? Well, I'll tell you why, because only the Lord can truly satisfy. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 9, "For he, that is the Lord, satisfieth the longing soul." He gives you satisfaction. He gives you that which is enough. Not only can the Lord truly satisfy, but only the Lord can truly save from sin. He is the only one who is able to deliver us. And therefore, this text urges us to seek the Lord. The word seek, it means to follow, to worship, or to ask. And that's exactly what we ought to be doing, because whenever the Lord Jesus Christ was upon this earth, he called men after him using these words, "Follow me, follow me." And for them to follow him, they had to leave what they were doing and leave the place that they were to walk with the Savior. And that's exactly what the sinner needs to do tonight. They need to leave the place of their sin and their worldly pursuits. They need to repent of that which offends God and that which is wrong, and they need to follow the Lord. Not only does the Scripture tell us to seek the Lord while he may be found, but call ye upon him while he is near. That word call, it simply means to call out. And whenever we put these words together, we realize that we must turn from our sin in following the Lord, and by faith we must call out to him for his salvation. Repentance and faith are the means by which man and woman are saved. Look what it says in verse 6. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." And he may be found in life. He may be found in time. But whenever we read in the Scripture of salvation, the time period is always now or today, because now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We're told in Scripture not to boast ourselves of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. This is a matter that you should not put off until another time. Now is the only time you're guaranteed to be able to call upon the Lord. This moment now, in the breath that God has given, in the opportunity that God has given, you can call out to the Lord. You can seek him. You can follow him. On what basis can we call upon the Lord to save us? Well, on the basis that we believe, and Scripture declares, he is the sinless one who lived a perfect life, fulfilling the law of God, something we could not do. He died an atoning death, shedding his precious blood and taking the punishment for our sin to satisfy the demands of a holy God. He was buried in death. He rose again in victory over sin and death and Satan and hell. He lives forevermore and will never die. He is preparing a place for those who have trusted him. And praise God, he is ready and willing and able to save this moment all who call upon him. We must come to Christ believing there is no other hope. There is no other plea but for the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ died for sinners and rose again for their justification. Have you called upon the Lord? Have you sought the Lord by asking him to be your Savior, asking forgiveness of your sin, putting your faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood he shed on the cross of Calvary? Seek the Lord. Secondly, in our text, we find the words, "Let the wicked forsake his way." And that's the second thing. Not only are we to seek the Lord, but we are to forsake our sin. In this verse, there are two descriptions of the sinner. First of all, the wicked, and secondly, the unrighteous man. And these are two different descriptions of one who is not a Christian, of one who is born in sin, separated from God. You see, the great wickedness of the sinner is that he does not seek God. In Psalm 10, verse 4, we read, "The wicked, through pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. And that's the great sin. You will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts, the psalmist goes on to say. And if you're not saved, whether you're religious or not, whether you're good living or not, in your eyes, if you're not saved, the Bible describes you as wicked and unrighteous in the sight of a holy God. And whenever you stand before God on that great day of judgment, that great day of declaration, you will be known as you truly are. Maybe other people think that you're walking with the Lord. Maybe other people, even in your church, think that you're truly saved. But there has been no work within your heart. You have never forsaken your sin. You have never forsaken your unrighteous thoughts. You see, the ways and the thoughts of the sinner must be repented of. If you look down at verse number 8, the Lord says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You see, we have to reject all other ways and all other thoughts of how we can be right with God. And we have to come and receive God's way and agree with God's truth and obey God's word. That is a way of salvation. That is a way to have eternal life. That is a way to have peace with God. True spiritual satisfaction and peace. We read in Scripture of a man called Naaman. And whenever he came to the prophet told him to go and dip in the River Jordan 7 times. And the Bible says that Naaman was wroth or angry because he thought that there was another way to be cleansed from his leprosy and from his problem. And that's like many sinners today. Well, I think this is a better way, or I think this is a way to God. Whatever way it is, if it's not the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a way to hell. And we must come to the Word of God and come God's way if we are going to be with him in heaven when we die. God sees us as we truly are. God sees your ways. God knows your thoughts. How do you stand before him at this moment? The first instruction in these verses, seek the Lord. The second instruction, forsake your sin. But thirdly, we could say, enjoy God's salvation. Enjoy God's salvation. Look what it says at the middle of verse number 7. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. We must realize that God deals with his people in mercy. Perhaps you are afraid to approach God because of the life of sin that you have lived. But that's exactly what the Lord desires you to do, to approach him in faith, to call upon him, to seek him, and he will receive you in mercy. He will not condemn the repentant sinner who comes to him in faith, but he will forgive. He will not be angry, but he will love. He will not reject, but he will accept. Maybe you're thinking, will the Lord hear me? Will the Lord save me? Well, in Psalm 34, verse 4, the testimony of the psalmist is this: I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I assure you, on the authority of the Word of God tonight, if you seek the Lord, if you forsake your sin, then God will deal with you in mercy and he will save you. Not only that, but it says he will abundantly pardon. You see, he does a superabounding work. He forgives all our sin, all of our past, all its iniquities, all its failures, all its wickedness. It's all forgiven, never to be remembered by the Lord forever. Praise his name. He gives great freedom. He gives freedom to worship, freedom to walk with him, freedom to love him, freedom to serve him. And then we finish with this thought, that the work that God does cannot be undone. The work that God does cannot be undone. Our responsibility is to call upon the Lord, and the Lord's responsibility is to save his people. He forgives. He transforms. This is an eternal work. And what God does, man nor devil cannot undo. You've been declared righteous as a Christian the moment you called upon the Lord and repented from your sin. You're known as a child of God. Your name is engraved in the palm of the Savior, written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This salvation that is freely offered in Scripture is for those who will turn from their sin, seeking the Lord, calling upon him while he is near. There's a lovely promise in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I say to you this moment, if you're willing to turn from your sin and seek the Lord, you'll find him. He will save you. He will make you a new person in Christ. And I invite you now to come to him. I'm not inviting you to a church. I'm not inviting you to some particular denomination. I'm inviting you to Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the gospel and the words of Scripture that say, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O Lord, grant that even through the preaching of thy word, precious souls will seek the Lord and know his salvation this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.